Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all said cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli here at the farm in Missouri. Kyle is with us at his farm in Montana. Welcome. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. How's everything there? We're finally warming up here. It's still in the mornings around here. It's still around 32, 33, 34 degrees. But it's really nice sitting out there watching the sun come up early. And I got garlic up about a foot out of the ground already, and the artichokes are coming up. And I don't know about you guys. You've probably already been planting for a month, but we planted
about a week ago.
No?
Yeah, no. We've been delayed. We've been seriously delayed. We've had cold snap after cold snap, and it looks like this is about the first week that severe frost hasn't hit us. So maybe 10 days. So we're about ready to start planting, but the trees are beautiful. Green leaves are popping out. Not 100%. I'd say they're about 50% out, and the grass is green and tall. It's great.
Yep. That's excellent. You know, Ben,
Kyle,
I got something I was going to discuss with you, and I was just a thought. I know you've probably thought about this, but most people haven't, I don't think. You hear the term constantly, hobby farm. And around here, I know a bunch of, old-time farmers that grew up around here, and one of them told me the other day, we was just talking about the idea of the hobby farm, and he said, you know what we call a hobby farm? He said, we call them weed patches. Because the interesting thing, and I was just exposed to one of these people who just moved here, and they've got a lot of money and building a huge shop, and, they both work online. But they have horses, I think they have 6 horses and about 8 head of cattle and 2 goats. And they have 11 acres and about probably 8 or 9 of it's in pasture. But I was thinking to myself as I was looking at, I mean, it's a beautiful place. Don't get me wrong. But I was thinking, it's going to take probably at least 40 ton of hay to get those cattle through the winter. And I was just thinking about that. You know, a hobby farm literally is not sustainable in any way, shape, or form. If you don't have a way to put up a bunch of hay, and I was looking in this area where this hobby farm was, there was probably another 30 or so homes that were going in there that were 5 to 10 acres a pop. All of these brand new homes in this area being built in here. And they're all very similar. They all have like 8, 9, 10 acres. And as springtime's fine, you know, they got cattle out there running around grazing, and the goats are grazing, and they'll move them from field to field, you know, 4 or 5 acre field to a 4 or 5 acre field back and forth as long as there's water. But I got to thinking, you know, these things are just not sustainable in the long term. All of this ground where they're building all these hobby farms and putting up these big houses of these out-of-state people moving in here. I mean, I'm glad they're trying to do something, but the reality of a long-term collapse of any sort where they're taking up the farm ground that used to grow the feed that could support those cattle, because I used to, I traveled in that area a lot. When I was a kid, it's where I grew up. But all of that used to be big hay fields and as far as you could see practically. And that was what produced enough feed for all the cattle that was in the area. But there's no way these people are going to survive with cattle and horses in particular, because these are riding horses. They're not draft horses that could, and the people wouldn't know what to do with them, you know, have the leather hook up to and the harnesses to even use them, even if they could. So I'm just wondering, you know, what your thoughts are. Have you seen, you thought about that yourself?
Yeah, I have. You know, we have an instructor. I love him dearly. He's out your way. He's an excellent guy. He really is. Rich Sheehan. And he uses the term hobby farm. And whenever we're on the phone privately, he'll say hobby farm, I'll say farm. He'll say hobby farm, I'll say farm. He has more than 10 acres. And there are other instructors who say, hey, you know, here's what we're going to do on the show. And I go, class. And they go, show. And they go, class. So there are terms that are used. And like money is another one. You know, people say money. And if you're talking with Greg Lesher, he'll say currency or digits. And he's right. Okay. So we use colloquialisms. We use terms. Hobby farm, I don't think, in my mind, it's either a farm or it's not a farm, okay? Now, it would be 10 acres, that would be, from someone coming from suburbia, that's an enormous amount of ground, enormous, okay? But to me, it doesn't work. Exactly what you said. And here's some of my numbers. And I wrote this down as you were discussing this. So I believe you said 11 acres, and about 9 of it's in pasture. He's got some horses and goats, and he wants to run some cows. Okay. Here are the real numbers. A cow eats about 30 pounds of hay a day. So a 1,000-pound roll of hay will last one cow roughly 1 month. 1,000 pounds. In my world, I believe a cow requires about 4 acres, typically, around here. 4 acres per cow. So at 9 acres in pasture, you're talking 2 cows. Two. And, you know, the rotational grazing that you were describing, the term around here that we use is called rotational grazing, and we do that.
Sure.
And what that means is you take a field. Let's start with, you let the cows run loose, okay? Let's say you have 2 cows on 9 acres. They will eat dessert first. Whatever they think is dessert, that's what they'll eat first. Then they'll eat things that they don't like quite as much next. And then they'll eat the grasses and the weeds that they don't like. And if they're starving, they'll pretty much eat the leaves off the trees. So 4 acres per cow is the number. We have, sometimes we run as many as 100 cows, and we have 241 acres. Now our grass, we have some really great fields, and I believe it's from the dust storm of the 1930s. I believe that some of the best topsoil blew from the west of us and landed in the dips, the lower portions of our land before we got here. This was in the 1930s, and I believe that some really great topsoil blew east and landed on our farm. So we're able to raise more cows than most of the farmers around here. But we use something called rotational grazing. Rotational grazing is, let's say we take a 10-acre field, and we'll divide it into, let's say, 2 5-acre fields. And we'll let the cows eat whatever they want, and we fence them in with an electric fence tape that's portable, it's movable, we can change it every day. And we let them into a field, and we let them eat it until we think they're done eating it. So that they don't eat just the dessert. They have to eat the main course, too. And then the next day, we'll let them have another 5 acres. And then we'll let the grass rest for about 3 weeks, because the grass needs to recover from the cows stepping on it and eating it. So that's a rotational grazing plan, and that is the best way to do it as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to keep cows, you know, fenced in a particular farm. As far as a hobby farm, it is, in my world, it is absolutely, positively not sustainable if you're talking 10 acres. You can't do it. Sure. Unless you have miniature animals, and then only a couple of them. So what does it take in my world to have a farm, the absolute minimum number of acres, to be somewhat sustainable, somewhat, is 40 acres. And how big is 40 acres? Well, it's a quarter of a mile long by a quarter of a mile deep, or a quarter of a mile wide. So it's a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile. That's 40 acres. But that, in my world, is not enough to be really sustainable. That's the absolute minimum to eke out sustainability. More desirable would be 80 acres. That'd be 2 40s. That would be a quarter of a mile by a half a mile. That's 80 acres. And it would need to be woods, and it would need to be varied terrain, and it would need to be hay fields and pastures, and it would need to have orchards and groves. So you'd want to have, and you'd want to have varied grasses, warm season grasses and cool season grasses. Otherwise, the grass is going to be dead. If you have cool season grasses, it'll be dead in the summer, and if you have warm season grasses, it'll be dead in the cool temperatures. So you need to have different grasses. You need to have different trees, hardwoods, softwoods. You need to have walnuts. You need to have persimmons. You need to have berries. You need to have your own fruit orchard. And then you can pick up the firewood, and then you can heat with the firewood of the limbs and dead trees. The limbs that fall down and the dead trees that you can pick up in the woods. Now, it's all work. It's not easy, but it can be done. And 80 acres is probably way more desirable in my world than 40 acres. But it's twice as much to maintain. So, Kyle, those are my thoughts. And, you know, cows are great. I mean, I love them. We go see them every day. We talk to them multiple times a day. When we call them, they come running. And they pay the bills. Well, they pay some of the bills. So 4 acres per cow, 30 pounds of hay per day, 30 gallons of water a day. Those are the numbers per cow.
Yeah. Kyle? Hey, Vince, how much with your ground that you get, how much tonnage do you get per acre? Have you ever, I'm sure you probably measured that, but how much do you get to be able to grow for your cattle, and how much do you put up per cow for the year?
We raise somewhere between, depending on the precipitation, depending on the sun, somewhere between 250 and 350,000 pounds of hay per season. And so when we cut, a good year is 350,000 pounds of hay.
All right, so for how many cattle?
Well, it depends. It's sometimes 50, sometimes 40, sometimes 100.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it depends on the season, it depends on the temperature, it depends on
I had no idea. It would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us in Montana, and we'll be teaching Five-Minute University today. Kyle, to further flesh out what we're talking about with cows, there are farmers who, let's say the husband dies, and the wife still wants to keep the farm, and there's hay fields, and the wife up in years can't manage to cut, ted, rake, bale, and move the hay by herself. It's tough. It really is. So what happens is those farmers will often split the hay. They'll say, tell you what, we'll do the hay on share. So if you cut my field and bale the hay, you do all the work, I've got the land, and we'll split it 50-50. And then what happens is the person who cuts the hay, and, you know, in many cases it's us. So we will help out these widows, and we'll split the hay. Typically, it's 50-50. So half goes to the landowner, and half goes to the person who does the baling of the hay. Some people do 60-40, meaning 40%. Goes to one party or the other, and that's not, we don't think that's reasonable. So we do it on 50-50, which is a traditional split. And so we get extra hay for doing extra work. So we take, you know, those bales that we produce on our farm, and then we add to them by doing other people's fields on shares. And then we buy from them at the market price. their hay if they want to sell it to us. So it really works out great. They get their work done, their fields are cleared of the bales of hay. It works great for us because we'd like to have the hay, and we buy the hay. And so that's how it's done. And one other thing I wanted to mention is looking out the window of the studio, I'm looking at our right around our farmhouse, and we have four paddocks, and that's the nomenclature we use here in Missouri, four paddocks. So it'd be like four a field that's divided into four, and it's an electric fence with two hot wires of electric fence tape. So it's like ribbon with stainless steel wires in it, powered by an electric fence charger. And it's the most humane way. The cows get trained early on. When they see this white tape, they know. They get a spark, when they touch it, and they don't like touching it. So they don't tear up the fence, and they don't get stuck with barbed wire. So it really works well for everybody. And so we use the rotational grazing right in our front yard. And in terms of, I'm going to be teaching a seminar on taxes and starting your own business and thinking about tax deductions. There's a convention coming up, and I've agreed to teach an hour and a half seminar on this. And I'm volunteering, no compensation. And I'm going to talk about this. So what we've done is we've taken half of the land that the county says is our house proper, which probably is taxed at 20 times the rate of the pasture land or the fields or the woods. And we've taken half of that 1 acre that they say is taxed way much, much higher. And we've used that for paddocks for cattle grazing. And if they want to take an aerial view of it, they can see it's actually what we've done. So there are a lot of things that we do that are probably a little different from the average farmer.
Yeah,
I just
want
to share that with you. Rotational grazing.
I was just thinking about this and doing some math in my head. If you had 250,000 pounds of hay and you had 50 cattle and you had to feed them for 6 months, it comes up to about, I mean, if you do have to feed them that long, I'm not sure in Missouri there, but up here it ends up being real close to 6 months. That ends up at 27 pounds of feed per cow per day that you get for 6 months to be able to get them through the winter if you harvest 250,000 pounds and you have 50 head. That's just so it's like that's amazing. That's amazing when you think about it. So a hobby farm is not even close.
Right. So the numbers that I gave you, I said 30 pounds per cow per day. You came up with 27. And
yeah.
And that's right, except for one thing. It's 5 months here in Missouri, probably 6 months in Montana. So
yeah,
that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so your numbers are right, Kyle. You're absolutely right. So do you have some topics that you'd like to talk about? I've got plenty about cars.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a couple, Vince, but we'll cover whatever you want.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You USA News Update. Many are worried what's going to happen to American sovereignty when Title 42 ends at 1 minute before midnight tonight. Jonathan Lyons on Fox News this morning is the Yuma County Supervisor in Arizona. He describes what he sees.
There's been a lot of crying children, as you can imagine. I'm sure that they've had long journeys, and they are expediting the processing of the family units. But here it seems as if people are coming across in a respectful manner, lining up as they are processed and their pictures are taken. And they are loading up into buses.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will hold a press briefing in Washington this afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern. Later this afternoon, President Biden will talk about his claim of historic conservation actions that have been enacted by the Biden-Harris administration. The celebration speech will be from the Rose Garden. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us in Montana. And on my list, I have inaccurate diagnostics, misrepresentation of what's wrong with vehicles, problems with communication between the mechanic and the service advisor, out and out fraud, charging people for things that don't need to be replaced, damaging vehicles. So that's what I have on my list, specific examples of all the above. Kyle, what would you like to talk
about? Well, I had just a couple of thoughts, Vince. I think I've been pondering this scenario with this influx of migrants coming across the border, and I think I've got a little bit of a glimpse of the chess game they're playing here, and I think this is where we're headed, and I think we need in our preparation here, we need to prepare for anarchy in this country. And this is where I'm thinking this is probably going to go. And I could be wrong, but this is my thinking on it, and maybe put it out there for other people to ponder as well. They're letting all of these migrants, and I don't know, you probably caught that at the bottom of the hour, where they said, you know, they're processing them, taking their picture, and putting them on buses. That's interesting. So that's exactly what I've been thinking about. They're shipping them all over the country. So you've got people that are desperately poor being shipped all over the country, being provided for by the federal government, causing a financial burden on the American taxpayer. When in the history of any nation have they just allowed people from any country to come in, just walk across your border without stopping them? This is insanity. But once they get them embedded into all of these different places all over this country, millions and millions of them, and they're paying them money to survive, they're giving them free food stamps, medical, their housing is provided for in every basis here that they're covering for them. But what happens when that group of desperately poor people, there's a financial hiccup in this country that causes the federal government to not be able to pay them? What do you think they're going to do then? And more accurately, after a while, everybody's going to be in that boat. So when people start stealing from other people and it becomes rampant, what do you think the people with guns are going to do? They're going to shoot them. And once that happens, and it happens on a large scale, what do you think the response is going to be from the people to the government? You've got to restore law and order. And the way the government is going to restore law and order, in my opinion, is they're going to use the military in order to bring in martial law, and you will have a police state. This is a chess game that is being played out, and we are fixing to end up in the queen and the king is fixing to be taken, and whatever we've got is going to be all you have. And I got a feeling that you're going to be fighting to keep just what you have from being stolen and taken from you. And I think people need to be considering that. I have been watching some enormous housing projects being built. I'm talking apartments with hundreds of apartments. And there's not that many people here that can fill them up. It would not surprise me for an instant if they started shipping migrants in here and the government paying to put them up in those huge apartment complexes. Well, imagine what happens if you've got 10,000 of those people moved into these apartment complexes in the middle of a small town, and all of a sudden they don't have nothing to eat. and you don't have the infrastructure to be able to support them. We are headed toward absolute mayhem in this country, in my opinion. And if the supply chain gets broken, railroads derailed, power plants broken, no power, and it's wintertime, what do you think that's going to look like, folks, in the for you? When Vince and I have been talking about preparedness and trying to get ready and what it takes to survive and how it takes, what it's going to take you to fix these things, fix your what you have, but also how to protect yourself, you better start considering what's really happened. It's happening so slow, and we're such a big country that we're not watching the cancer as it spreads. And we're going to get caught off guard, and we're going to end up in stage 4 before we even know what's going on, I think. Vince, your thoughts on this?
Wow, I have a lot of thoughts. And what I had on my list is just microcosms of exactly what you're talking about, specific examples, but we can do that later. But let's go to what you're talking about, apartment complexes. I've seen this. I've seen it in slightly a different way. I lived on the East Coast, and it was very rural. It was horse country. And people had large spreads, typically unusual for the East Coast. But there are spots in the East Coast that are absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous farmland. A lot of it's been paved over. But what happened was people moved in, and they bought these houses, and they put in these swimming pools, and soon the wells ran dry. These are just with single-family houses. Now, that's not an apartment complex. An apartment complex could be hundreds of times worse than each one of these single-family houses. So the water table is going to go down. There's no question about it. And it takes hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, to refill one of these aquifers. So it's not going to happen in our lifetime. But we're wasting water. And we are squandering water. So when you talk about the apartment complexes coming to a rural area, the water table is going to go down. There's no question about it. Here's the next thing. So a family might eat one cow a year, the whole family. Whole cow for beef, you know, those who eat beef. It takes 4 acres to raise a cow. 4 acres per cow. So where is all that land going to come from if what we've done is we've destroyed the best land in the country? And we've already done that. You know, New York City is on really, really fertile ground. We could raise a lot more cows if we had New York City soil here on our farm as compared to Missouri soil. Ours is better than most around here, but it's not New York City soil. We've destroyed, and New Jersey, I mean, it used to be called the Garden State. It was magnificent. There were all kinds of farms raising all kinds of food in New Jersey. Now, it's paved over, just like New York City. And what Kyle, what you're talking about is taking great land that used to be used for raising food and building on it. Building houses and building apartment buildings. It's absolutely nuts. Do we need these migrants? Hardly. Hardly. And then today, Joe announces that the power plants are going to have to be reduced fuel consumption in fossil fuels, like 25%. So here we're saying, y'all, come on in. You know, we left the door open for you, the southern door. We left it open. Y'all come on in. And there are going to be more people here using more of everything, and we're going to have less energy, less electricity. But at the same time, we're going to electrify cars, and we're going to say no gas stoves. And ultimately, no gas hot water heaters and no gas furnaces. So no gas heating. Everything becomes electric. Cars, appliances, everything. We welcome more people in here in the United States, and then we shut down the energy, you know, electricity production. This is a great plan if you want to destroy a nation. It's perfect. and then you infect people. You inject them, and you get them sick. I mean, it's what a way to go. And these are the guys who are making the decisions, telling us what to do. So when you talk about the chaos that's going to result, there's no question. There's no question in my mind. And by the way, class, don't believe anything I say. And I'll put words in Kyle's mouth. Don't believe anything he says. Don't believe anything anybody says without doing your own research. Not that we are misrepresenting. Not that we are not telling you the truth. We are telling you the truth to the best of our abilities. But don't believe us. Do your own research. And that's how we got in this mess, because so many people haven't done their own research. They depend on the mainstream media to tell them what's what. And the mainstream media lies. How often? Every day. How often every day? All day. They lie all day every day. And if you take the time and look up Operation Gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O, you will find out that the CIA, the Italian Mafia, the U.S. Mafia, and the Vatican are all complicit in drug running and manipulation of the news. They have planted writers and people that have job titles like investigative journalists. They've planted them in the media, and the big media, so that they can slant the news so you'll believe something that's not true. Like we went to the moon. That's not true. Well, it could be true. I mean, if we launched a rocket and crashed it into the moon, that could be true. But landing a capsule on the moon, getting off, walking around, getting back on the capsule and flying back home, that's not true. We haven't done it. We haven't done it. And if we did do it, how come we haven't done it again and again and again? How come we can't figure out how to do it with all of Bill Gates' super software? How come we can't do it again? Because we didn't do it in the first place. It was all a ruse by the Kennedy administration to outspend the Russians, to force them to spend, to let them think we actually did it so they would break the bank of Russia or the former Soviet Union. And they did. They did. We broke the bank, their bank. And, of course, we're breaking our banks, too.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with you. Anarchy is coming. Well, some of it's already here. But it's going to increase at an increasing rate. That's my feeling. That's why we don't live in a city. We're leading by class. USA Prepares is leading by example.
Your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's what Kyle delineated is exactly what I feel is going to happen. Kyle, back to you.
You know, I was just thinking about something. We have been, I mean, the conservatives in this country have Trump out there as the carrot being dangled out in front of us for some kind of quote-unquote hope. And the reality is we know from Tucker Carlson and from our own research, but Tucker Carlson brought it to the forefront of the CIA being involved in Kennedy's assassination. I have a question for you to consider, folks. Why hasn't Trump been taken out, assassinated? Why hadn't, if they would assassinate a sitting president, what makes you think they wouldn't assassinate somebody like, have some deranged guy like they tried to do with Reagan to get rid of Trump? Why wouldn't they do that? And I've got a thought on this. Because the reality is they want you to keep your eyes out there for 2024 and hope on it. Because think about this. Texas is sort of a purple state, and now they're flooding it with immigrants that don't have a clue how to vote, and they're not going to check driver's licenses to require ID for voting. None of the swing states in this country have had any measurable form of voter ID change, you know, or any kind of voter verification legislation passed at all. We should have, in the last election, we should have had a majority in the Senate and a huge majority in the House. And we didn't get, we got a slim majority in the House. We didn't even get the Senate. If you want to consider Republicans, you know, conservative. I don't even believe in them anymore. None of them, either one of them. But the reality is, why do you think they're wanting to push so hard to get your guns, folks? Because they own the voting system. They know that the only ticket you've got to be able to turn this thing around is by violence. And anyone that brings that up is condemned instantly. They know that a revolution's the only way you're going to turn this around. And they own the voting systems. And so they're dangling Trump out there in front of you just to hang on so you don't do anything until they have it under complete control so that they can introduce a police state. And I think that is exactly what's fixing to happen in this country. It is going to take 90% of the people in this country by such surprise. It's going to be stunning. And people are so, you were talking about Operation Gladio, where they've embedded all these people. Well, they covered up Kennedy's assassination for what, 60 something years? How embedded do you think they have become in the last 60 years? What makes you think that, like Vince has just said, they lie all the time? Every time the TV's on, you're being fed a bunch of lies, and you're being manipulated. And the question when I do watch the news, which I'm doing it wherever I'm at, I don't have it in my house, but when I do watch it, the first thing that comes to my mind is, what are they trying to get me to think like? What are they trying to tell me so that I will think in what particular way that they want? What is it that they're trying to get across to my subconscious? Because that's how the populace is being led. And we are being deluded with bread and circus on a constant basis while we're being invaded. And we're being taken over by AI. We are being taken over and in surveillance. We're being destroyed from within the energy sector. Imagine, folks, when they're saying that inflation is, what, 5.25% or 5%? Oh, excluding energy and food. Have you been to the grocery store? Stuff like electrical wire, Romex wire that you use to wire a house. A guy I know told me, I haven't verified this, but he told me he paid over $250 for a 250-foot roll of it, and I remember buying it for $89 a roll just a couple, 3 years ago. It's fixing to change, folks. So that all your savings is going to be eaten up, vaporized. I got one other point when I get back here and I'm done. Okay. Vince, we can go wherever you want.
Okay. I did something I don't normally do. I went to Lowe's yesterday, and they've got the wire locked up in cages. It's locked up. It used to be on the shelves. Not anymore. Copper wire is locked up behind steel cages. You can look at it, but you can't touch it without assistance. For real. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.